Chapter 10, For a Couple of Bucks. You're surprised? Ludovico De Luigi peered down his aquiline nose at me, greatly amused at my response to the day's news. We were sitting at an outdoor cafe in Campo San Barnaba, and the newspaper on the table in front of us bore a headline that contained one word, arson. The experts looking into the Fenice fire had changed their minds. Back in February, they had decided the fire had been caused by a combination of accident and negligence. Now it was June, and they had come to the conclusion it was arson. "Why shouldn't I be surprised?" I said. "Months ago they ruled out arson with near mathematical certainty. Have you been sure all along it was arson?" "No, and I'm not even so sure now," said De Luigi. "But it was inevitable that someone would be accused of arson. I knew it would happen as soon as Casson said he was going to prosecute a lot of very important people for criminal negligence. The mayor, the general manager of the Fenice, the secretary general of the Fenice, the chief engineer of Venice. These are men with influence. They've hired the best defense lawyers in Italy. These lawyers know they can't prove their clients weren't negligent because they were negligent. But if they can persuade the court that it was a case of arson, and if an arsonist can be found and convicted, then all charges of negligence are automatically dropped by law." "Are you suggesting that the experts have been pressured into changing their minds?" De Luigi shrugged. "It's never that blatant. It's more subtle than that." I was about to ask De Luigi what kind of subtlety he had in mind when a woman sitting at the table next to us gasped. A seagull had landed in the midst of a cluster of pigeons pecking at breadcrumbs and had seized one of the pigeons in its beak. The pigeon was flapping and wriggling, trying to free itself from the much bigger seagull. In short order, the seagull had the pigeon pinned to the pavement and was jabbing its chest with its long, sharp beak. After a few moments, it pulled out a bloody morsel the size of a large grape. The pigeon's heart, no doubt, juggled it in its beak and swallowed it. The seagull left the dead pigeon lying on the paving stones and strutted toward the edge of the San Barnaba Canal, toward the very spot, as it happened, where many years earlier Catherine Hepburn fell backward into the canal in summertime. The other pigeons, having flown away in panic during the attack, fluttered back and resumed pecking at the breadcrumbs only a few feet from the seagull, sensing, perhaps, that its appetite had been satisfied. The woman at the next table shuddered and turned away. De Luigi chuckled silently. "There you have it," he said, "acted out before your eyes. An allegory, the strong versus the weak. It's always the same. The powerful always win, and the weak always come back to be victims all over again." He laughed.